Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. As always, we're committed to keeping you updated with the latest developments shaping the financial industry. Let's kick off with a fascinating development. The individualization of managed accounts is poised for a revolution that could significantly alter financial advice. This trend came into sharp focus at the recent IMAP conference, where key figures highlighted how managed accounts now oversee a staggering $232.7 billion, a figure expected to double by 2030. The industry is responding to growing demand for personalized SMA solutions. It's clear that acquisitions like Generation Development Group's merger with Evidentia play a pivotal role, expanding offerings to include both customized and conventional SMAs and managed discretionary accounts. Moving on, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has fired a warning shot against superannuation funds. Legal action has been launched against Australian Super for alleged delays in processing death benefit claims, impacting almost 7,000 claims and delaying payments to over 750 families. This serves as a stark reminder to all superannuation funds to reassess their claim protocols and processing times. Regulatory reforms and penalties could be on the horizon should ASIC's claims be validated. In international news, U.S. stock markets have not been having the best time of late. Tariff fears sparked by President Trump's escalated tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminium caused a sharp downturn. This week, a staggering $1.3 trillion was wiped off the S&P 500. Investors globally, including here in Australia, are waiting with bated breath as economic data releases are closely watched for inflation and labor insights. Lastly, the Reserve Bank of Australia has made a move that sparked a surge in Australian consumer confidence. The official interest rate was cut by 25 basis points to 4.1%, triggering an uptick in consumer sentiment to a three-year high. This follows robust economic growth of 0.6% for Q4 2024, and a strong job market, despite a slight increase in unemployment to 4.1%. That's all for today's financial roundup. Remember, whether it's insurance, finance, superannuation, or money management, Financial Services Online is here to assist. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. I'll see you back here tomorrow for your daily dose of everything finance. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off.